April Fool's Day jokes. Every 1st of April, British people like to play jokes on each other. As a result, the day has become known as April Fool's Day. These days, newspapers and radio stations from around the world play jokes on the public that leave them confused, concerned, and even frightened. Here are some famous April Fool's Day jokes.
A romance. On 1st of April 1987, the Daily Mirror published a story about a love affair between British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. This apparently took place during a tour of the Soviet Union by Thatcher. There were even photos of the two world leaders sitting together in Moscow's Gorky Park. In one photo, Thatcher could be seen tickling Gorbachev under his chin. In another, the two walked arm in arm and even kissed. The photos were posed by lookalikes, but they succeeded in fooling thousands.
Gondolas. For hundreds of years, the gondolas of Venice have been coloured black, and only black. According to legend, this is because after the plague in Venice during the 16th century, it was agreed that gondolas would be black as a tribute to the victims. However, on the 1st of April 1995, the newspaper Il Gazzettino Venezia reported that the city council had decided that gondolas should be coloured with bright shades of red, yellow, blue, and green. The city council, the paper said, arrived at the decision after conducting thorough market research on the tastes of tourists and Venetians. This research showed, they said, that people were tired of seeing dismal black boats on the canals of Venice.
Choir boys. On 1st of April 2014, the world-famous King's College Choir released a video explaining how they could no longer use young boys for their high voices. Instead, they had to find other ways to replicate the high pitch of the boys' pre-adolescent voices. As many singers refused the surgical solution, the choir leaders had finally agreed to a suggestion from the chemistry department to use helium. High male voices have been part of the choir for more than 500 years, a minister explained in the video. Now all we need is a very large tank of helium. The video showed a group of singers, one of whom can be seen sucking in helium from a balloon while he sings. The video generated almost 1 million views on YouTube. A message at the end of the video read, "Do not try this at home."
Ha, ha, ha.